what is that instruction? That those people who are in, for example, if you have an organization and there are a few people who you confide and who are in, who are people of your shura, then these are insiders. Or if you have a country and you have, you know, very important posts, the chief justice, the army chief, you know, the interior minister, the finance minister, these are all people, the member of your cabinets, these are all insiders. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instructing that, oh, you who believe, don't take those people as insiders who are not from among you. What does it mean, who are not from among you? There is a background to this ayah. Mufti Muhammad Shafi rahimullah notes down in his Ma'arif al-Quran that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Madina Munawwara, there were two Jewish tribes. And one of those tribes was Aus, and the other one was Khazraj. Aus and Khazraj, both were Jewish tribes, and both the tribes converted to Islam. But because they were Jewish, and they had relations, and they had, you know, Jewish relatives, now obviously the background was, before Islam, it was Jewish, so they had family relations with other Jewish people who had not yet converted to Islam. So they used to keep relations with them, and they used to be very close to them. And to stop them from having very close ties with these Jews who were their relatives, now because they are Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah, that those who, few who have become Muslim now, don't make those people who are not from you as your insiders. So now this instruction of the Quran has become a universal practice. If you look at the communist governments in China and Russia, you will see that a position of authority is only and only given to a person who is a Russian or Chinese communist. So that means they don't give a position of authority to anyone who's outside of them. So they're doing amal on this ayah of the Quran, that people who are from among your shura, people who are your insiders, they should be people who have the same mental level, same ideology that you have. Because if they do not have the same ideology, they are going to hamper progress. So this is a very important instruction of the Quran. And this is such an instruction, and a lot of countries are following this instruction. Mufti Muhammad Shafi rahimahullah writes down in the Quran that the downfall of the Sultan of Usmania, this Usmania, the Empire of Usmania, which ruled the Muslim countries for 600 years, their downfall came because too many non-Muslims were insiders. Too many non-Muslims were used to run the government. So there are very, very clear disadvantages of using people who are not from among us as insiders. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that, you know, you should not make friends with Jewish people, and you should not make friends with Christians, should not make friends with non-Muslims. And not making friends with them does not mean that you should not be, you know, sympathetic towards them. You should not help them. Helping them is a very good thing. Being sympathetic towards them is a very good thing. Taking care of them. All these things are liked in Islam. Even helping them out financially is liked in Islam. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stops you from doing is becoming close to them, in the sense that you share your inside information with them. So in many, many, many places in the Quran and in Hadith, the Prophet ﷺ has stopped us from having these close relations with non-Muslims. So we can have a business relation, we can have a teacher-student relation, we can even help them out, we can be sympathetic towards them, we can sort out their problems. We cannot have a heart-to-heart thing with them. Cannot share insider information with them. So this is a instruction of the Quran. And in the same way, this is also an instruction of the Quran, that these people should not be people who are not from the same ideology as yours. They should not be people in authority in your organizations. And it is very clear for people who do business. You know, if you have a shop or if you have a business concern, and the people who work for you, your manager is somebody who does not think the same way as you do, then there cannot be any progress. So people should be on the same page. The people who run an organization should be or have the same ideology as yours. The disadvantage of having him as an insider are three. And the first thing is that he will always try to slow down the speed of progress. And sometimes even unknowingly. And an example of this is the Munafiqeen at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ at that time was traveling, and the disbelievers and the Munafiqeen, what they did was they made such a big deal out of an incident about the mother of the believers. And this incident was such that it actually affected a lot of Sahaba, a lot of companions. And this thing, this conspiracy, a lot of companions actually thought that it was true. And a lot of time was spent on it. And a lot of time which could have been spent on good things, on ibadah, on the progress of Muslims, was spent on thinking about these things. So a person who has a different ideology as yours, if he becomes an insider in your organization, then he will try to always put brakes on the organization. Sometimes just creating a scene, sometimes having a fight with somebody. Why is this? And you know what Ali Razillahu Anhu told him? Ali Razillahu Anhu said to him that we were the mushirs of Umar. We were the people whom Umar Razillahu Anhu consulted with. So he had people who had the same ideology as him. That is why he was successful. Now you are our people. Are people who we consult with. And because your ideologies are different, that is why there is not a lot of success for us. So to have a person on a key position in your organization who does not have the same ideology as yours is going to hamper success. It's going to stop success. So three very big disadvantages of having such a person as an insider in your organization. The first one, as I said, that he always tried to do that. He will somehow or the other try to distract, you know, the progress, and he will try to distract us from the right path, from the path of progress. And the second thing is he will try to create disharmony. He will try to create groups. That is why even if you have the biggest of the countries, there is a core committee of three or five people with the same dedication and same ideology. These are the people who really do run, who really do, you know, consultation. And then they involve other people in these consultations. And the third thing, third disadvantage of having such a person as an insider, a person who does not have the same ideology as yours, is that it leads to a lot of anxiety, because that person will keep on creating trouble. Sometimes he will fight with somebody. Sometimes he will be upset about things. Sometimes he will put blame on others. Sometimes he will just make a scene out of nothing. And he will always be unsatisfied, and he will always threaten you that I have secrets that I can leak. And you will always be blackmailed by such a person. So if you have such a person in your organization, he will lead you to a lot of anxiety and a lot of wastage of time, because you will always think about how to, you know, contain such a person. What is the next step he's going to take? And you will always be anticipating, try to anticipate, what is he going to do next? And he will try to make groups, and he will try to, you know, just be a person who will just create, you know, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, he'll try to create malice. And he will spend a lot of time in anxiety thinking about his next move. And you will waste a lot of time that you could have spent on positive things. So these are three very big disadvantages. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us very clearly that this person, oh you who believe, do not take a person as an insider, but from those who are from among yourselves, who has the same type of thinking as you are, who is on the same page as you, then the progress is going to be faster. So it could happen that the person is an insider, is very capable, but at the same time, he is a person who does not have the same ideology. You will still lose out. So this is again a very, very important instruction of the Quran. Now the question is how to deal with such a person. If you have such a person in your organization, how do you deal with that person? Well, if you look at the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not cut off ties with such a person. There were so many munafiqeen in the companions who would come and who would pray with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would eat with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would listen to the lectures of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah had revealed the names even of these people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not send them out. That, okay, you go away, you munafiq, leave. No, this is not what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam still showed love to these people. Did not cut off ties. Yes. The instruction of the Quran is that that person should not be your insider. So you should not cut off relations with him. You should not throw him out. Because if you throw him out, then he's going to go away from the deen. So you don't throw him out. You show him love. You try to deal with him. You give him some, advice, good advice, so that he changes his ways. But you cannot have him as a person who is on key positions in your organization. So does that mean that if you have such a person around you, you should do nothing about him? No, it's not that the Quran says that you should do nothing about him. You should just, you should actually deal with him with a lot of wisdom, and you should ask him to take on those things that he can actually handle. It does not make him an insider in your organization. Then you should also give him a lot of good advice. And once he changes his ways, so our deen does not tell us that if you have such a person around you, then you should just throw him out. But at the same time, the deen does not tell us that you should actually give him very important posts. Now there is a question that arises about this one person who complained about Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. There was a person who came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he started complaining about Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam listened to that person very carefully, and he went on and on and on about Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the beloved companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam listened to him so carefully, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was sitting right there. And after a long time, when this person kept on complaining about Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu opened his mouth as well. He said, "O Prophet of Allah, whatever he is saying is untrue. Let me tell you what exactly happened." And this is just one line that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam got up and started going towards his house. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he did this, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, "O Prophet of Allah, he kept on talking to you for such a long time about me, and you listened to him so carefully. And now when I'm defending my position, you are going back in your house. Are you not going to listen to what I have to say?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O Abu Bakr, when he was talking about you, when he was complaining about you, and when he was saying things about you which were not good, an angel came down from the heavens, and he started replying from your side. So there was no need for you to reply. The angel was replying. And when you started replying yourself, the angel left. And now the angel has left, so I just also don't want to be here. I also want to leave. So now I'm leaving." So some people ask that, look, there was a person who was complaining about Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and this hadith shows us that we should not do anything. The angel is going to reply. And the scholars have answered that, yes, when people talk about you, and when people complain about you, and when people are jealous of you or any of these things, the best thing is to turn towards Allah and remember Allah. But this is different from having an organization and running an organization. If a person who has a different ideology than yours in an organization, then you can actually ask him to do something else or not be a part of the organization. So these two things are different. This hadith does not tell you that, okay, do nothing about this person who is trying to create malice, who's trying to stop the progress of the organization, or who's trying to create a disharmony between people of the organization. Some people also ask this question, that there is a story about this one sheikh whose student used to come to him and tell him that, you know, such and such a person is talking about you, and we have the strength to actually fight with that person. So he used to tell the sheikh that, why should we not fight with him, and why should we not make him shut up? And the sheikh answered that, you know, I'm already fighting with two people already. There's two fights going on already. I don't want to start a third fight. So his student would quiet down. After some time, he would come up again that, you know, such and such a person, he's also talking about you, and he's giving false information about you, and he's creating a false impression about you among the public. Should we not stop him and make him shut up and fight with him? And the sheikh would say, you know, there's two places that I'm fighting already, so I cannot start a third fight. And the student would quieten down again. And he came 3-4 times, and the sheikh would answer the same thing, that I have two fights going on already. So finally, the student asked this question, that which two fights are you having that have been going on for such a long time? He said, one fight is with the shaitan, the other fight is with my nafs. These are the two fights that I am fighting. So some people ask this question, then look at the sheikh. There were people who were trying to create bad impression of the sheikh. They were talking behind his back and they were, you know, misleading other people about the sheikh. But the sheikh said, I don't want to do anything about it. So some people said, look, this pious scholar, this pious sheikh, he did nothing about this person. So we should not do anything. And the scholars have answered again that yes, this is the correct way. But this is again different from having a person in your own organization who has a different ideology than yours. So if you have a person in your own organization who has a different ideology than yours, then it is better to not have that person in your organization. And this doing sabr on what people say is a different thing. Doing sabr on people who complain about you to others is a different thing. Yes, one should do sabr. One last thing before we do the translation of this class one more time. And that one thing is that in the end, the Quran tells us that such people should not be part of your organization who have a different ideology. But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes you for your misdeeds. And you have so many such people who are against you, but they're still part of your own organization. And sometimes this is because of the sins that you have committed. And when you do tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you turn towards Allah, then Allah turns their hearts as well. So not everyone who is against your ideology is there because of, you know, because of his own self. Sometimes it is because of the bad deeds of the owner of the organization, that he gets such people to work for him who do not hold the same ideologies. So sometimes showing love towards these people might change their heart. Sometimes asking Allah for help might change their hearts. So the first step, if you have such a person in your organization, is to make dua to Allah, that Allah change his heart. And the first step also is that you look at your own deeds. Have I done anything wrong? Have I committed a sin that Allah has given me such people who do not hold the same ideology as I do? And then after doing istikhara, if you feel that such and such person is creating disharmony, is creating mistrust, is creating, you know, is hampering the path of progress, then you can ask that person to leave as well. And look what Allah is saying about these people. That malice comes out from their mouth, but badatil baghdha'u min afwahihim. That malice comes out of their mouth, although they're trying to stop it, but because their hearts are such filled with malice and hatred, that it just automatically comes out from them. And then Allah talks about their hearts, وَمَا تُخْفِ السُّدُورُ, what they hide in their hearts, in their chest, is even worse. So such people should not be made part of your organization. Such people you should get rid of. But the first thing is to try to change their hearts. The first thing is to make dua to Allah. And the first thing is to show love to them so that their ways change, their hearts change. And at the end of this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ بَيَّنَّا لَكُمُ الْآيَةِ, that Allah has made very clear his signs to you. In kuntum ta'ilun, if you understand, only if you have aql. So if you don't do amal on this ayah of the Quran, that means that you don't have aql, you don't have brains. So when you're running organizations, you have to be very careful about who are people who have hold key positions. If they're all thinking in the same direction as you, then the progress is going to be fast. And if not, then the progress will stop. So one of the very, very important instructions of the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tattakhizu bitanatan min tunikum. Oh, you believe, don't take a person as your insider other than yourselves, other than people who hold the same ideology as you. So this is a very, very important instruction of the Quran. And the Akabirin of this Ummah, the scholars of this Ummah have done a lot of amal on this ayah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us do amal on this ayah and all the ayahs of the Quran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring deen into our lives. I will stop here and do the translation one more time. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. O you who believe, la tattakhizu bitanatan. Don't take as an insider min dunikum. From those who are other than yours, other than your own people. La ya'lunakum khabala. They would spare no effort to do you mischief. وَدُّوا مَا عَنِتُّمْ. They love to see you in trouble. They love that you be in trouble. وَدُّوا means love. بِتَانَ means insider. So these are very important words, and student of tafsir should know the translation of these words. قَدْ بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ. And malice has قَدْ بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِمْ. Malice has come out of their mouths. وَمَا تُخْفِ السُّدُورِ. And that which is hidden in their hearts. وَمَا تُخْفِ السُّدُورُهُمْ. That which is hidden in their hearts. أَكْبَرُ is even worse. قَدْ بَيَّنَّا لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ. And surely we have made our signs clear to you. إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. Only if you understand. So the ayah stops here. We will stop here. And I have a couple of announcements to make. I have made this announcement at the beginning of the class. The first announcement is that to mark your attendance, you have to write down your name and you should write down present. For example, if there's a student by the name of Minhas, he should write down Minhas present or Minhas Khan present, right? So you should write down your name and write present in the group so that we can mark your attendance. It has been our practice in tafsir classes that those who are present the whole month, we call that person a student of the month. So if you want to become the student of the month, you should be present in class. You should also mark yourself present in class. So you should mark yourself present in class either right before the start of class or after the class has started. It cannot happen that you write down that, you know, such and such person is present in class like in the morning, right? So you should write down around the time when the class starts. So this is one announcement. The second announcement is that we have three parts of the class. The first part is attendance that you will do on the WhatsApp group. The second part is that you will do the translation of the class next time, of this class, the previous class. And then after that, the third part is that I will do the new class. This has been our practice when we do this tafsir class. And the notes of this class will be shared on the group with you, inshallah. So jazakumullah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept what we are learning, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do amal on what we have learned. Now I would request all of you to raise your hands and make dua, and then we will close this class. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ولسانا ذاكرا وقلبا خاشعا